And with me from Little Rock on the telephone is Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics. He's going to help us review the week. Welcome back, Roby.
Well, thanks, Kyle. What makes you think I'm not in Springdale?
You told me before we started this on-air conversation you were at your office. I assume that meant Little Rock, but I guess it could be in Springdale.
There you go.
Where are you?
I'm in Little Rock.
All right. Great. It's going to be one of those days. All right. Let's begin with a proposed tax in Fort Smith that would, for 9 months, raise money to benefit the under-construction U.S. Marshals Museum. Would this, if this happens, would this raise enough money to kind of finish the fundraising phase for the museum?
It would, but that's a big if. This 9 months only, one time, one penny sales tax is what is being discussed to raise money for the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith. It would bring in about $15 to $16 million, and they're a little under $17 million short of their goal for what they need for this. It's roughly a $50 million project. They've got a little over $35 million raised. So, yes, this would close the final gap for them and get them there so that they could get open in the near future. But I don't know what the public sentiment is. I don't think that comments on your social media page are necessarily a scientific poll, but there does seem to be a very loud opposition to this 9 month, one penny sales tax in Fort Smith. So I do think that if it gets referred to voters, there's going to be a challenge for the supporters of this to go out and make their pitch in what I think would be a March special election.
I can imagine that the pitch in favor of it is it's 9 months, then at sunset, how often do you get a sales tax where you have such a limited time frame? And it then pays for something that presumably will help bring revenue to the city?
I think that would be the argument for it there, yeah. If you are willing to make a nine-month investment of a penny when you spend something in the city, and quite frankly, anybody coming through the city, then we close the deal on this. I'm just not sure that it was presented that way originally, that there would be some sort of request for public contribution in that respect, other
sure.
than just regular contributions to this. So it kind of came out of nowhere. This was a little bit of a surprise proposal that made its way to a planning agenda for a city board meeting is where we learned about it. And so I think maybe the element of surprise as well has maybe caught a few people off guard. And I think that there will be an element of opposition that's persuadable once you make some of the arguments on that. But we'll see where it goes. I think it'll be a highly controversial subject matter. The City Council of Fort Smith will debate it next Tuesday. So we'll find out if they refer it to voters then. I suspect that they might, but then the real campaign begins.
Well, when the museum, scheduled to open in 2019, does open, it will no doubt be touted by the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. But Kane Webb will not be doing that touting, will he?
He will not. Kane Webb, longtime newspaper guy that was tapped by Governor Asa Hutchinson after being on his staff for a little bit as the Parks and Tourism Director in 2015, announces on Thursday, or the governor announced for him, but this was a planned transition, that he is going to be leaving that post at Parks and Tourism, which is one of the great jobs in state government, by the way. And he's going to be taking on a position of the Director of Executive Communications at Walmart in Bentonville. So he's going to go from running state parks and being around all the tourism folks to hanging out with Doug McMillon, I suspect.
Well, yes.
Not a bad gig if you can get it. So.
That's right. Well, Kane Webb is going to Walmart. Walmart is also at the front end of the name for the Arkansas Music Pavilion, the Walmart Amp. You had a story in Talk Business and Politics this week that a few years in, the reputation for the venue is pretty good around the country.
It is. This was the cover story on our Northwest Arkansas Business Journal a little over a week ago, and just a great story by Paul Gatling, our editor, who is on with you frequently, and just, talking about how the venue has really kind of exceeded expectations in just 5 years. I mean, there's been over 737,000 tickets, I think, 165 concerts and community events. There's been over $55 million in revenue that's been generated by the place. And quite frankly, it's just added to the quality of life in Northwest Arkansas, as you can imagine and probably attest to, Kyle. So I have a feeling you've been to a few concerts at the Amphitheater.
I have indeed, and I'm just going to throw this out there into the universe. You know, tonight is the last night for the Bruce Springsteen Broadway run. Maybe the E Street Band can get together.
Maybe a little reunion. Maybe they can tie it in to a shareholders meeting or something.
No. Let's tie it into Roots Festival. There we go. Get them on this show. That's a pipe dream, of course.
I understand. So I think that's kind of a really cool business story about entertainment in the area and big entertainment. And, yeah, I think that the Walmart Amp has definitely earned a very favorable reputation from what it sounds like in our reporting that artists have had a good experience there and have asked to come back. And quite frankly, if you're doing that, you're doing your job.
There you go. Roby Brock is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about these stories and many others around the clock at talkbusiness.net. Stay warm, Roby, and thanks for coming on.
You bet, Kyle.